9-year-old Alexis Carey gets home from school, and her mom helps her into her favorite beanbag chair. Claire Carey kneels down to remove her daughter's foot braces, which she needs to walk.
She's in them all day, so when she gets home from school, we just kind of give her a break.
Alexis can't talk, but she's smiling and seems glad to be home. Heading out to the back patio, Claire and husband Michael Carey say Alexis is usually cheerful.
She's got a great disposition. She just loves Smiley. Everyone and cuddles and kisses, and she's happy. Like, she can't communicate. She can't potty train.
Alexis has a rare form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. She started having seizures when she was a couple of months old.
You have seizures that go on for over an hour and nothing stops. And some children will have ones that put them in a coma.
It's so hard to helplessly watch your kid seizing for an hour. You can't describe how painful it is.
Yeah, it's just an eternity.
These kinds of seizures can cause brain damage. Many children with Dravet syndrome don't live to adulthood, and most get developmental delays. That's what happened to Alexis. Other than having seizures, she seemed like a normal kid until she was almost 2 years old.
She was now having like 60 seizures a month, and she was just slipping away from us.
She'd been walking and talking, meeting all milestones, and lost everything.
They've tried every anti-seizure medication on the market. These are powerful drugs, but they don't help much. Dravet is an intractable form of epilepsy, which means it doesn't respond well to treatment. But now some parents are trying something new and reporting huge reductions in seizures. It's an oil taken orally. The Careys, of course, wanted to try it, but they couldn't because Idaho law doesn't allow medical marijuana. The oil comes from a strain of the cannabis plant bred to have very little THC, the chemical that makes people high. Some people are hailing it as a miracle cure. But the Careys are quick to point out that the evidence so far is anecdotal and it's not a cure.
It's a treatment that might possibly reduce seizures.
Compared to the medicine she's on, the side effect profile is essentially non-existent.
They considered moving to Colorado, where the oil is extracted, but instead, Claire went to the Idaho legislature. She met with lawmakers and asked them to pass an exception to Idaho's strict anti-marijuana laws to allow parents to use this oil. Several states that don't allow medical marijuana have passed exceptions like this, including conservative Utah. Idaho lawmakers started discussing it behind closed doors. One of them was Nampa Republican Senator Kurt McKenzie.
If we can find a way that doesn't legalize marijuana but helps these kids, I believe Idahoans and Idaho legislators are compassionate and will want to work on this.
But Lee Hyder isn't convinced.
This would not be an easy sell, I don't think, in Idaho, given the nature of our conservative legislature.
Hyder is a Twin Falls Republican and chairs the Senate Health and Welfare Committee. He also met with Claire Carey and took part in closed-door discussions. Hyder won't say if he supports the idea or not. He has a lot of questions about the details. For example, would an exception only include kids with Dravet syndrome? There are probably less than 10 in Idaho. Or would it include anyone with some form of intractable epilepsy? That could be more than 10,000 Idahoans. Hyder says he won't form an opinion until a bill is presented.
I don't think anybody in the legislature would jump on it today and want to sponsor it or bring it forward.
Hyder thinks anything to do with marijuana will scare lawmakers. But Kurt McKenzie says because of the low THC in this oil, it shouldn't be considered marijuana at all.
This is a separate issue. This is not legalizing marijuana medical use, recreational use.
Claire Carey hoped lawmakers would pass something this year. But she says toward the end of the session, she was told it would not happen. The Careys wonder if lawmakers just decided it was too risky a thing to bring up right before primary elections. But lawmakers from both parties say there just wasn't enough time to research the issue and write a bill. McKenzie says he's optimistic that the legislature will pass something next year. Reporting from Boise, Idaho, I'm Adam Cotterell.